Blog Talk Radio.
Showcase the gifted. Come tune in and get lifted. Learn to hustle and flip it. Whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it. Got promo at the wazoo. Call in, we'll spot you. All the artists on fire, so you know that music hot too. We got you, can't knock it. Interviews to topics. Yeah, the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it. We on the spot, on the grind. 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 We on the spot. On the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind.
Hey Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey Ebony B, I got your diva.
Welcome to Frontline
Friday.
It's Frontline
Friday.
Welcome to Frontline
Friday.
It's Frontline
Friday.
Welcome to Frontline
Friday.
It's Frontline
Friday.
Frontline Friday.
You can talk about us, but you can't talk without us. Phenomenal Radio.
DJ Genius.
Squad up and salute. It's the Queen Diva Ebony B. You are now tuned in live to Phenomenal Radio. Make sure you check out the show tab and check out my hot show, Frontline Fridays, where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest in industry and independent music. Also, make sure you hit me up on Twitter, @DivaEbonyB, to get right here on Frontline Fridays to showcase your music in a live interview. Make it 1,000.
Wide up and salute, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Big shout out to all my musical soldiers out there on the front line. You are now tuned in to Frontline Fridays, where we showcase, interview, and promote independent and industry artists. Tonight, we got a soldier on the front line. We got Jeff Joseph in the building, and we're going to be showcasing some songs from his latest mixtape, In the Name of Jesus. Yes, I said that, In the Name of Jesus. Make sure y'all call us up at 347-989-0302. Again, that's 347-989-0302. And press the 1 button to be heard. We're going to have our special guest up in here. Y'all make sure y'all follow him on Twitter, @JeffJoseph. Again, that's @JeffJoseph. And it's spelled the correct spelling, because sometimes y'all get mine mixed up. And I ain't going to let y'all get his mixed up, all right? It's JusJoseph. Again, that's JusJoseph. Follow him on Twitter and give him a shout out right now. Y'all definitely going to enjoy his music. Y'all are definitely going to enjoy what he's bringing with that Kingdom Talk. Big shout out to everybody that's tuned in live on line right now, all over the airwaves. And big shout out to Phenomenal Radio. Frontline Fridays is powered by Phenomenal Radio. So make sure y'all check us out at www.phenomradio.com. Also coming up, we're going to have the Educate and Regulate session with Jeff Joseph. He's going to put a Z on some stuff. And then we're going to hit y'all with some hot mess news. Y'all know I already got that. Again, Frontline Fridays is powered by Phenomenal Radio. So be sure to log on and listen at www.c9radio.com. But first, let's check out some hot music before we get in with it. Jeff Joseph, we will definitely be right back with him. Y'all squad up. Shout out to Beyonce. Y'all going to have to hold up for this one.
They don't love you like
like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Oh love, they don't love you like I love you. Oh down, they don't love you like I love you. Something don't feel right, because it ain't right, especially coming up after midnight. I smell your secrets, and I'm not too perfect to ever feel this worthless. How did it come down to this, scrolling through your call list? I don't wanna lose my pride, but I'ma fuck me up a bitch. Know that I kept it sexy, and know I kept it fun. There's something that I'm missing, maybe my head for one. What's worse, looking jealous or crazy? Jealous or crazy? Or like being walked all over lately, walked all over lately. I'd rather be crazy. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Let's imagine for a moment that you never made a name for yourself, a master wealth, they had you labeled as a king. Never made it out the cage, still out there moving in them streets. Never had the baddest woman in the game up in your sheets. Would they be down to ride now? They used to hide from you, lie to you, but y'all know we were made for each other. So I find you and hold you down. Missing, say, hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. It's such a shame you let this good love go to waste. I always keep the top tier, 5-star, sexy loving in the car. Like make that wood, Holly like a boulevard. What's worse, looking jealous or crazy, jealous and crazy? Or like being walked all over lately, walked all over lately. I'd rather be crazy. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Oh love, they don't love you like I love you. Oh down, they don't love you like I love you. Get my swag on. I look in the mirror, say what's up. What's up, what's up, what's up? I hop up off the bed and get my swag on. I look in the mirror, say what's up. What's up, what's up, what's up?
Wide and salute all my musical soldiers on the front line. It's your girl Diva Ebony B, aka Queen 1000. You are now tuned in live to Frontline Friday Show, where we showcase, interview, and promote independent and industry artists. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Frontline Fridays and the 1000 Network. Salute.
We are what radio should be.
Squad up, we back at it. It's your girl Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays. You can follow us on Twitter at Frontline Fridays. Now I know y'all been waiting for Jess Joseph, so we're gonna go ahead and bring him in the building. Let's go ahead and get his mic open. Jess Joseph, welcome to the Frontline Squad up.
Yo, what's good? What's Kingdom?
I like that. What's Kingdom? You already know. I was introduced to you by Profet Official, and he actually, I actually was listening to his mixtape that he dropped, and I heard this track called Air Jordan, and I was like, yo, who is this dude? You know, so for those who are out there listening, you know, tell everybody who you are, you know, and how you got started in music.
Well, you know, my name is Just Joseph, J-U-S-J-O-S-E-F. And I got started in music as a, you know, as a young man, as a little boy, pretty much, you know, growing up without a dad. You know, I remember one of my mom's boyfriends gave me a Slick Rick tape, It was The Great Adventures of Slick Rick. And so I think I was like probably 8. So this would have been like, you know, I don't want to date myself, but this would have been like 87. And I used to listen to that tape all the time, you know, and we were going through some things, you know, we were living in Los Angeles, and I used to, you know, write the lyrics down, you know, and then I would give them to my mom and be like, yo, I wrote this for you. And she'd be like, you didn't write that, you know what I mean? But
yes, I
always
did.
Had a love for, I always had a love for hip hop music, love for rap music, and I consider myself a student of the game, and now at this juncture, a teacher. You know, a lot of people, you know, they want to say that they're hip hop or they're rap or whatever, but they don't really know their history. You know, they don't really know they didn't really come up with it, you know. But it was, you know, hip hop has raised me, you know, it fathered me. It put me in the wrong direction a lot of times, but it also comforted me. And, it, you know, it was the man in my life, if you will.
Now, when you say that hip hop put you in a wrong direction at time, what is an example of something that you heard or listened to or influenced by that would cause you to go into a wrong direction at that time?
Well, you know, undeniably, hip hop can be misogynistic at times. You know what I mean? And so seeing, you know, not to throw any shade at my mom, you know, because God bless my mom. She had me when she was 14 years old. You know, and she at 14, if you could imagine having a son in Los Angeles, California, and then, you know, having another kid back to back, you know, at about 15 and a half, she had my sister. But I was raised with her, and so I've seen a lot of things done to her and done to my aunts who we would live with at times and stuff. And so, you know, hip hop is undeniably misogynistic at times. Mm-hmm. You know, we can all we can honor our women, but we can also really mistreat them and degrade them. And so I grew up seeing things that were happening to my mom. And as a matter of fact, one of those songs off of the Slick Rick, The Great Adventures of Slick Rick, is Treat Him Like a Prostitute. Matter of fact, that's the first song, you know. And so I came up thinking, you know, this is how you deal with women. You know, and so I was never really able to build a solid relationship or a real relationship with the woman until my later years in life. You know, until I found myself
matured.
Matured, but also when I found out that women could love, because I'm not gonna say my mama didn't love me, but it's kind of difficult to know how to love. You know what I mean? Love isn't an easy thing. And so there was a woman that did love me, and I knew she loved me, and it was almost too late. And she's my wife now, thank God. But she's pretty much
shout
the first woman that I've ever given my heart to. You know what I mean? Besides my mama, you know.
Well, mom always get the heart first. Big shout out to all the mamas, man, that's definitely out there holding it down. And I think the Tupac movie came out today too. So you guys make sure you go and
I heard it was
check
garbage,
that out
though.
Too.
I heard it was garbage. I don't want to throw any shade on Tupac. I'm gonna go see it.
Well, don't throw no
but
shade. Hold on, we got our umbrellas over here now. Now hold on, now just joking. Now that was the man I was gonna marry before I married my husband. We gonna keep that on the line. But
I know that's right. I know you had that big big poster in your room of him with the diamond in his nose.
I still got it. So there you go. It's in my studio.
Yeah, that's what's up.
But big shout out to all the moms out there. But, you know, before we get into one of your hot tracks, big shout out to everybody that's on the phone line, the 253, the 913, the 908, the 313, the 704. Big shout out to y'all, the 248, Pontiac, Michigan. I see y'all live in the house. Y'all can press the 1 button to be heard and add Jeff Joseph, our guest, right here on the front line for questions and also give some feedback and comments on his music. But Jeff Joseph, what exactly is the meaning behind your name? I know every artist have their own unique talent in their own, but everybody picks their name in a certain way. So what is the meaning behind your name?
Well, I grew up listening to, and we had kind of talked about this before, but I grew up listening to all kinds of hip-hop music, you know, and I come from the era of the 90s, you know, when the Wu-Tang, you know, was terrorizing hip-hop, you know, and MCs, period, you know, and, you know, they just pretty much reigned supreme, and a lot of those dudes had different names, you know what I mean? Yep.
And they would have like aliases and all that kind of stuff. And so I came up having a lot of different rap names, you know what I mean? And even today, I still have different rap names sometimes that I use. And I, you know, I'm a creative person. I get these ideas, and then, you know, I have this imagination. You know, growing up poor, I always had to use my imagination to play. You know, I remember just playing. We used to live in shelters and stuff, and I remember playing by myself, and, you know, my imagination just full throttle. And I, as a matter of fact, I was in work release after I one day, and it was at the end of my sentence. Man, God delivered me from life in prison. And I was at the end of my sentence of work release, and I was like, man, am I going to do this rap thing? Am I going to do this gospel rap, this gospel music ministry? Am I going to do this? And mm-hmm. at the time, I didn't really have a name. I was like, well, is it, I had a bunch of names. I was thinking like, Philemon or Faithful or Onesimus, mm-hmm. you know, just thinking of all these different Christian type of names, blessed one. And then I was in the shower, and that was kind of where I would talk to God at sometimes. And I was like, man, what's my name? And he was like, Joseph, just Joseph. And I was like, oh, just Joe. He's like, just Joseph, man.
Yeah, it would simplify something, right? We always
You know what I mean? I mean, because my mom named me Joseph, and Joseph is a dope character in the Bible. You know what I mean? He's like one of the dopest characters in the
Joseph.
Bible. You know, his brothers hated right on him.
Moses.
They threw him in the pit. And he rose all the way to the top, you know. And so my mom named me Joseph, and so I went with just Joseph because it's just me. You know, you're not going to get any kind of extras or any kind of – I'm not going to pretend to be something I'm not. It's just me. But also, you know, the Bible says that the just shall live by faith. And that's what I live by now, is by faith. So that's where the name comes from.
Well, there it is, you guys, just Joseph. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays each and every Friday, 7 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east. Let's go to the call lines and get some love. Just Joseph, you got the lines lighting up, so we'll go ahead and honor these calls right now. 253-320, you're now live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B and Just Joseph. What's your name? Where are you calling from? 253-320. All right, we're going to come back. I want to get into this hot track right here by Jeff Joseph, the one that I was introduced to, and it's called Air Jordans. It's your girl, Diva Ebony Bean. Let's make it phenomenal, baby.
One, what would I do if I could be
180 music.
Turn your life around.
No lie, that pistol had me feeling managed. Meanwhile, mama's boyfriend trying to take advantage. My little sister in the room playing with a cabbage.
Come on,
patch doll, I'm on the block trying to get this cabbage. Yes, y'all, I see dreams turn to fantasy. 10 years later, but I still got my sanity. I read the book, so I know it's all vanity. They talking sour when they sweeter than a cavity. Can it be that he left me at an early age? But he was just a teenager in a dirty game. In high school, when my beeper hit like 30 pages, I gotta meet what's the name behind the IGA. 3 for the 50, bet you joy, make him fat dope. On X Street, tell Kirk I'm at the back, no. I promise you the popo line, they ain't fighting fair. The prosecutor called the witness, wasn't even there. So I'm prepared in this life on my role models. Taught me how to turn up and pop more bottles. I heard the record companies front the private jails. They say they ain't really with it, but you might as well. They like a subboy, the state love that fair money. He say he one of us, but who signs your check, dummy? Tell me, empty mama, why they making fun of me? Slave mentality, I feel at home in custody. Booking rooms with the crooks and goons. It's like a poor man's tomb, but they waiting on doom. Me, I'm waiting on the groom. I know he's coming back. And watch him bust through the line like a running back. It's a bird, it's a plane. Take a look in the sky. It's my Lord, it's my Savior, Jesus the Christ. Yeah, the devil is a lie, so it's no surprise that he could transform himself into an angel of light. What?
Across the river Jordan, in a pair of Air Jordans. Out of the darkness into a marvelous light.
I crossed the river Jordan in a pair of
Air Jordans. And Lord, you said that no weapon formed against me would prosper.
I crossed the river Jordan in a pair of Air Jordans.
Every tongue that rose against me in judgment, I would condemn.
I crossed the river Jordan in a pair of Air Jordans. And my man came over in a pair of Air Forces. No lie, that Fetty had me feeling Donald Trump. The task force came, but now a brother bankrupt. I'm getting older, Lord, renew my strength like Kayla. I need a fresh touch, change my name like Jacob. A coat of many colors, Joseph in a violent pit. I'm in a foreign land, Daniel in the lion's den. Flashback courtroom, mama crying in. It's a revolving door, some brothers like to try again. I heard the homies back at again, high again. His kids are growing up, and ain't nobody eyeing them. They on the block.
block with the hustler and the rider mix. Mama on them pills and I ain't talking vitamins. Meanwhile, I'm lusting fame and a fast car. I got it in my head that I could be a rap star. I'm on the block rushing lanes like a track star until the DA tried to hit me with a fastball. I'm on my face in my cell praying every day, cause 20 years upstate, boy, it ain't a game. I'm on my face in my cell praying every day, cause 20 years upstate, boy, it ain't a game. I crossed the River Jordan in a pair of Air Jordans.
Lord, you said in all these things we are more than conquerors.
I crossed the River Jordan in a pair of Air Jordans,
and all the promises of God are yes and amen.
I crossed the River Jordan in a pair of Air Jordans,
and that you would complete the work that you started in.
I crossed the River Jordan in a pair of Air Jordans, and my man came over in a pair of Air Forces.
So the bottom line is, if he can do it for me, he can do it for you. God is no respecter of persons. He's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Come on. Just. Yo. Yo. I said I crossed the River Jordan in a pair of Air Jordans. I said I crossed the River Jordan in a pair of Air Jordans. I crossed the River Jordan in a pair of Air Jordans. I crossed the River Jordan in a pair of Air Jordans, and my girl came over in a pair of Air Force.
You can talk about us, but you can't talk without us. Phenomenal Radio.
We back up in this thing, man. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays, and we just crossed the River of Jordan with Kira Air Jordan and Jeff Joseph, man.
So, yeah, that's what's up.
That song is dope. Just the fact that you said I crossed the River of Jordan in a pair of Air Jordans. Like, just imagining that. For those who, you know, are tuned in, and, you know, I'm not no Bible scholar, don't get me wrong, but just knowing the story behind it, that's just really a dope concept and a great image to give to our new generation on today. But my next question for you is, you know, back, and we talked about this before, but years ago, at least 10 to 20 years ago, it was very frowned upon with the churches and I guess the gospel community to mix gospel songs or the word of God with secular music, or to mix it into any type of hip hop form. They wanted the music to be all hymns and whatnot. Have you received any backlash about it? And what do you think about, you know, the artists, the hip hop, the gospel rappers that's now out at this point?
Well, you know, first of all, I wouldn't say I receive any backlash out in the open, but there's definitely a negative connotation whenever you step into the church and your hat's to the back, or, you know, you got baggy jeans on, or even skinny jeans or tight jeans. I don't wear skinny jeans, I wear slim jeans, but, you know, there's that negative connotation there that, oh, they're hip hop, and it really it's their minority. It almost becomes like a racist thing. I go to a church that's a very traditional, and they accept me, you know what I mean. But it's kind of like, oh, he's that guy, you know what I mean. And so as far as like what I think about the you know, I'm not gonna say they don't love me, but they don't know how to promote, not me, because it's not about Joseph, but they don't know how to promote the ministry to these young, to the youth nowadays, you know what I mean? And so and a lot of churches are like that, you know, and a lot of churches are still traditional and religious to where you got to wear wingtips and floor shines, and you got to wear suits, and if you don't, then it's like, you, that doesn't look blessed or prosperous. But, you know, these Jordans that I got on, you know what I mean? These, you know, they might have cost more than those wingtips you're wearing, you know what I mean? If we're looking at it like that. But we tend to alienate the youth in churches nowadays, you know what I mean? We really do. We really alienate them, you know, because if you're not buttoned up and pressed, then you're not accepted, you know what I mean?
Prophet Official said, who this man think he is, he better get a suit and tie.
You know what I mean? You know, and that's real. And that's real. And it's to the point where if I go in there, I have to feel self-conscious because I got my baseball hat on you know, and I got a hoodie on, you know, but I'm clean, you know. And, you know, as far as the hip hop, I believe the second part of your question was, what do I think about hip hop today? I really am excited about like Bizzle, God Over Money. I really am excited about those guys. You know, those guys are really representing Jesus, and you could tell they're from the streets. You know what I mean? And so I really appreciate what they're doing right now.
Well, I definitely can. I definitely appreciate that part because, you know, I like the fact that big shout out to all the churches in there. And I got to show some love to everybody that's been sharing and on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Y'all going mad. So I really appreciate the love. Steve Abney B, appreciate the love. Phenomenal Radio, Frontline Fridays, Jess Joseph. Big shout out to Denaya Azor Design. She definitely showed us the love. Big shout out to Ben Frank. Big shout out to Big Frank from Hip Hop Stock Exchange. That's another radio personality. Big shout out to Slate Stone. Big shout out to Adam Hernandez. Big shout out to Slim Baby. Big shout out to the 1000 Network. The 1000 Network, we definitely appreciate you. Everybody that has shared. Big shout out to Asia Lynn. Big shout out to Camilla. Big shout out to you. Big shout out to everybody that's tuned in now. You're now tuned in live with Diva Ebony B. I got Jess Joseph on the line. And Jess Joseph, my next question for you is, you know, how did the decision come about for this latest mixtape that you have out, In Jesus' Name? Like, how did this decision to come out to make this body of work and for you to just decide to name it In Jesus' Name?
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's pretty self-explanatory, you know, from a spiritual point of view, from a Christian point of view. Everything we do should be for the glory of God, you know what I mean? And so I didn't want there to be any kind of gray area regarding my music. I remember when I was locked up, I used to read a lot of these books like The Cross and the Switchblade and Run Nicky Run. They were about these old gangsters that, you know, I think this was even before I was a Christian, but it was about these old gangsters and it would tell their testimony. You know what I mean? And so the first, matter of fact, I know I wasn't saved yet, but because the first 7 or 8 chapters were super live, you know, to me. They were doing bank robberies and doing all these kind of crimes and stuff. But at the end, that last chapter, or the last 2 or 3 chapters, would be about how they got saved. You know, and so that's kind of like, the format that I use for my music. You know, I try to take you cinematically through an experience of my life, but then I always try to tie in and let you know that without glamorizing or glorifying that, I always try to tie you in and let you know that Jesus is my Lord, you know, and everything I do is in Jesus' name. And so I don't ever want anybody to have that mistake or make the mistake that, you know, that I'm not a Christian rapper or that I don't do gospel rap, because that's what I do. You know, I do Christian hip hop, you know, and there's, and I'm a kingdom representative, you know? And so, with that being said, that's why I named it In Jesus' Name, but also because he said, anything that you ask in my name, you will have, you know what I mean? And so it's like, that's where the power's at, is in the name, you know? And so I just took my few little fishes and my few little loaves and recorded songs that I love and music that I love, and I slapped the name on it, In Jesus' Name, because that's what I did it for.
And now it's feeding the masses, so that's definitely a great look. And I see the call lines lighting up too. We're about to get to the call lines. If you guys want to ask Jess Joseph some questions or get some comeback or feedback on their music, just call in 347-989-0302. Again, that's 347-989-0302, and press the 1 button to be heard. Guys, make sure you're ready when we get to the call lines, and make sure you're in the quiet background. So we're going to go over to the 870-718. We're going to go ahead and pull them in. 870-718, you're now live on the front line with Diva Ebony B and Jess Joseph. Squad up. What's your name? Where are you calling from? A 70718, can you hear us? All right, we'll come back.
We're having technical difficulties.
And sometimes it's a delay. It all depends on the service you got. It all depends on the service you got. You may be delayed.
You need to get an iPhone.
Oh no, Team Android all day. I don't know about iPhone.
I don't want to mess up none of your sponsors.
Let's go to the shot town. Let's go to the shot town and get some love, man. Where we at? 913. That's
Ooh.
Kansas. Hold on. I think that's Kansas. That's Kansas, or we gonna find out. 913-215. You're now live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, what's going on, Ebony B? This is Bill. I'm calling from Kansas. What's going on? What's up?
What's up, baby?
The Jayhawks. Jayhawks out here, huh?
What's going on?
Hey, you're going to want to take us off speaker, Bo, so we can hear you a little bit better. All
right, let me take it off. Hold on.
Is that better?
That's better.
Okay,
Bo,
okay.
Welcome
my
to Frontline, man. Thanks for calling in. Jeff Joseph, is there any questions or feedback on his music?
Well, you know, first and foremost, I want to show the queen some love, you know what I'm saying, and just want to, you know, give you a pull up on your hard work and, you know, just let you know that it's recognized.
That's what's up. Thank you, bro. My brother loves me. This is my brother, y'all. He always
is. That's what's up.
Yeah, from the dirt, you know. Basically, you know, I just want to commend, you know, the guy that's up there, you know, Just. You know what I mean? For your hard work, you know, it's a lot of music in the background. Is that me or y'all?
Oh, that's
Hello?
We'll turn it down for you. There you go.
Oh, okay.
We got it.
Yeah, you know, I know, it got to be a tough road, you know, dealing with that business life and keeping your spiritual life, you know, separated. You know, my question to you is, you know, how do you keep the balance with, you know, dealing with, you know, multiple people coming across, you know, all types of, because, you know, one thing I've learned over time, is that, you know, a fan is nothing more than an admirer, you know what I'm saying? And it doesn't matter if you're selling 5 million records or 5 records, if somebody's listening, you know what I'm saying, they giving you their undivided attention and their time, you know what I'm saying?
And
I could just imagine with you, you know, dealing with that entertainment industry, the types of things that you come across. So my question to you would be, like, how do you keep the balance with your faith in the business?
Yeah. Well, you know, that's a great question. For me, I always look at my life like I'm on borrowed time. You know what I mean? I'm supposed to be doing a 28-year prison sentence for armed robbery, you know, and my release date would be like 2027. But by the grace of God, you know, I was delivered from that. You know, I went to trial and loss and everything. And so for me, I just keep my testimony at my heart. You know what I mean? The Bible says in Revelation 12:11 that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they didn't love their life to the death. And so for any artist out there that's a Christian hip-hop artist or gospel rapper, you know, it's just remaining humble and staying with that testimony. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Staying with what God has brought you through. And that way, no matter what challenges you come across, you know, man, this
you always got that shield
God
to that sword.
God already brought me through something bigger than this, you know what I mean? So I can just deal with this, you know? And so that's what it is, bro. I just stay close to my testimony for me and just stay humble, man.
Yeah, that's dope. That's dope. You know what I mean? And, like it says, you know, the flesh is weak, you know what I mean? So
question.
But one thing about, you know, human beings, you know, we're not perfect. You know, perfection has never been perfected on earth. You understand what I'm saying? And I just commend you for having a story to tell. You know what I'm saying? Like, because you got a lot of people out here peddling poison to the people. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, because me, myself, you know what I'm saying? Like, I respect all religions. You know what I'm saying? I'm a spiritual person. I don't have a denomination, but I don't knock no religion. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
But at the same time, I do understand that, you know, the shiny trinkets and the, you know, highlight suits ain't always the truth. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
And, you know, I came to a understanding because, you know, I've been incarcerated as well. So, you know, that's a whole nother journey in itself. That's me time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's, Right.
You know, when you got nothing but your ghost to deal with, you know what I'm saying, you're going to figure out where you belong. You know what I'm saying? But basically, you know, I don't want to, you know, make a big, I know there's a lot of people trying to get in, but I just want to commend you, bro, for, you know what I'm saying.
Right on, bro. I appreciate the love, man. I appreciate the love, man. And, you know, all I, you know, it's like I'm a real dude, you know what I mean? And I don't really deal with religious stuff, you know what I mean, or traditional stuff, you know what I mean? I believe that God wants a relationship with his children, you know what I mean?
Right.
And he gave us a way back to him, you know? No other religion or no other kind of belief system, and I'm not knocking what anybody does, you know, but there's only one that pays with your sin, that deals with your sins, you know what I mean? And I found that to be the truth. I didn't get it from no man, you know what I'm saying? I got it from the man upstairs, mainline, you know what I mean? I'm hooked right into him, you know, and he led me to his son, Jesus Christ. I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. All my sins have been washed away. Boom, I'm a new creature. I'm a new creation, you know what I'm saying? And so now you're not even dealing with the old me no more. You're dealing with a new me, you know what I'm saying? Because the old me was a whole lot of things, you know what I mean? And so I just encourage you, you know what I'm saying, to continue to seek God, man. Continue to seek him.
Absolutely.
And watch who shows up.
Yeah, like to piggyback on that, like I'm fully aware of my relationship with God, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm not one thing about me, you know what I'm saying, I'm not the type of person to use excuses. You know what I'm saying? Like I have a proper understanding of who I am and where I'm at in life and how I got there. You feel what I'm saying? And I also understand that, you know, it's always somebody going through more. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And with that being said, you know, I learned compassion. You know what I'm saying? And one thing about me, I'm not the type to take pride in things that happen as good. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, everybody's so quick to say if something bad happened, it's the devil. If something good happened, it's God.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they never take the time to understand that. Say that again.
We get a devil too much credit. Oh my God, I broke my.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You know, that's funny.
Oh my God, that's
funny.
I burnt that popcorn.
Yeah.
The thing
about it is, most people they don't really know the story behind it or the metaphor behind it. You understand what I'm saying? Like, people get so caught up in this good and bad, you know, way of thinking. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
But at the end of the day, it's you. You know what I'm saying? Like, one thing I respect about religion is that it's a tool. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's not something that's given to you. You got to work your way to it. You know what I'm saying? You got to – a lot of people say, okay, I'm religious, but they never take the time to step into their religion. I believe religion is finding yourself. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Not on no God body type. Not on no God body type stuff.
Right. Knowledge of self. You know, and I'm familiar with all that, the nation and all that kind of stuff. You know,
I ain't with all that, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I ain't with all
but,
that.
You know,
simply
just,
due to the. I hear you. I'm listening.
Just jumping on to what Diva was saying is that you know, we do give the devil too much credit, and we put him on a level to where he's equal with God. He's not opposite
exactly
to God.
Exactly.
He's a servant.
He's a servant of God. Even with his wickedness, it's allowed. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly.
We're gonna get a little bit, hold on
on the call. We're gonna get a little bit deeper into this because I wanna get into this hot track by Jez Joseph called The County.
Rock and roll.
We're gonna talk about a couple of things that we're talking about right now. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays. Bo, can I get a squad up?
Save my grace. I was stuck for real.
Stuck for real. The lawyer
came through and said it ain't no deal.
No deal.
The guard walked by and said it ain't no mail. No money on the horn. I can't call old girl. I'm in the county on the front trying to pin the move. Mail out a meal ticket. What I'm finna do? Stick to the G code whether I win or lose. And when my kids grow up, they can't give them the blues. Like your daddy ain't nothing but a little chatty pat.
My people
and the family in the back of an alley. Heard he was a John Cop and the boy J. Allen. Special number if he ever doing badly in the batch. gangster with the bag and the fire.
This
ain't B-Mo, but the boy got the wire in the club. In the mouth, looking for drugs. He moving, safe to safe, sweeping under the rug. In the county, we get three hot to the cops. Some of us can't hang and we talk to the cops. Some of us try and bang and we rap for the block. Some of us mind change and we rap for God. In the county, we get three hot to the cops. Some of us can't hang and we talk to the cops. Some of us wanna bang and we rap for the block. Some of us mind change and we rap for God. In the county. Don't get that Bible twisted. I'm playing P-Knuckle with a G and a Grizzly. Shout out to my homie P-Dawg. What is it? You already know I'm still about to follow business in the county. They say if you scared, go to church. But I heard your big homie told him where he get to work. Now we at the club late night off that perk with a little skinny mini. And she looked like a bird in the county. Heard you getting checked for your tray while I'm going cell to cell. Like, homie, let me pray for your mama and your kids. You gonna make it out with days, but you need to get a job with a 401k in the county. Them people let me have my way. Shout out to Lamar and all the homies in the tank. Next time you see me, I won't be in there late. But another volunteer trying to teach them about that tape in the county.
And then after that, I'm going to try to get this double match
in the county.
My girlfriend is coming to see me tonight, man.
In the county.
My commissary coming next week, though. You got to let me hold some. Let me do the two for
in the county.
Man.
We get three hot to the top. Some of us can't hang and we talk to the cops. Some of us try and bang and we rap for the block. Some of us mind change and we rap for God. In the county, we get three hot to the cops. Some of us can't hang and we talk to the cops. Some of us wanna bang and we rap for the block. Some of us mind change and we rap for God. In the county.
Come on, man, you know I'm good for it, bro. My girl's gonna put $20 tonight. Let me get a club cracker and let me get a stop ramen. Let me get the chili joint and I'm gonna pay you back, man. Like that business in the God Pod. We turn the pod in the God Pod. 5-4 minutes in the county. And I'm just saying, man. That's all I can do, man. In the county.
We are what radio should be.
Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday, front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday,
front line.
Friday,
I got this diva.
Ebony,
I got this diva.
Ebony,
I got this diva.
Ebony,
I got this diva.
Friday,
you're an artist. Business, artist about to show business. Business that's artistic. Here we showcase the gifted. Come tune in and get lifted. Learn to hustle and flip it. Whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it. Got promo at the wazoo. Call in, we'll spot you. All the artists on fire, so you know that music hot too. We got you, can't knock it. Interviews to topics. Yeah, the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it. We on the spot, on the grind. 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 We on the spot, on the grind. 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 Hey, Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey, Ebony
B,
I got your diva. Hey, Ebony
B,
I got your diva. Hey, Ebony
B,
I got your diva.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
What's on the front line?
Friday.
It's front line.
Friday.
What's on the front line?
Friday.
It's front line. Friday. What up, baby? I'm back in this thing. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Frontline Fridays, and you are now tuned in live, man. We got Jeff Joseph in this thing. We got Bo up in this thing, man. And we just came. Yo, big shout out to everybody in the county, baby. In the county. Big shout out to everybody
in the county.
And big shout out to everybody in the hole, too. Diva, got love for you. I got love for you.
Big love, big love, yo, big love.
Big love, big love. Jess Joseph in the county, man, and you did sample a couple of songs here, which I can really appreciate it. But what made you decide to sample that song for the county? Because it does sound like, yep, I'm in the back of Prime on the way to the county.
Hey, that's a great question. Hey, what thing about the struggle, whether it's in or out, you'll never forget it. You understand?
No, that's a fact. Hey, well, you know what? Some people do forget it, and then they got to go back to get reminded again. You know what I'm saying?
But what it is? No. You know what it is? Just, you get it. They don't forget it, Just. But the sad thing is, some people are more comfortable and taken care of in there than out of there.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
like,
a fact.
No exaggeration, man. Love to everybody, but I met dudes that's so gritty and grimy, man. They go to jail in the winter just to wait for the summer, man. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done.
But you know,
I gotta drop this mic for that, but we're gonna come back to you. I just got mad a little bit.
Yeah, that's a fact.
That is a fact.
You know, my spiritual father, his name is Bishop. He had been on me about using. Yeah. That's my pastor. That's my spiritual father. You know, that's where I get my anointing from. And he had been on me about using some Parliament or some George Clinton. And I grew up listening to that. I grew up listening to Flashlight and Tear the Roof Off. You know what I mean? I grew up in Los Angeles,
yeah.
And that stuff was real big. Zapp and Roger, and you know, the Gap Band. You know, music has always been Burn Rubber. You know, music has always been a huge part of my life. You know, I mean, when you're poor, mm-hmm. that's all you really got is music. You know what I mean? So I was like, all right, man, I gotta do a song for this dude. You know, because he's my pastor, I gotta honor him. And so I found that beat. You know, I think that's the more balanced beat. I can't remember exactly which one it is.
Yeah.
I have to listen to it again, and I just ran with it. You know what I'm saying? I just ran with it from that point. But that's how I picked that beat, was because of my pastor, my spiritual father.
That's what's up. Big shout out to Bishop, man. He's definitely a true man of God and a man of his word. And I had the honor of meeting him too. So it was an honor to have him here in the studio when we had Prophet Official in. But just Joseph, you know, what impact or message do you want to have on the world with your music? I know that, you know, everything is in Jesus' name, but as you do this music ministry, this spiritual food, because that's basically what it is, it's a music ministry and a spiritual food to people who are listening. And, you know, even for the brothers who have, and sisters, let me not forget our queens who have been locked down too, you know, when they hear this music, they can relate to it because they did a bid. And moving forward, but what impact would you like, or do you see your music having on those who've been in and then out, those who are young and old?
Right. Well, you know, my desire, honestly, Ev, is that the name of Jesus would be glorified. You know what I mean? And I know that's kind of – but I don't want to answer with, like, a cliche answer, but really I just want people to call on the name of Jesus. That's all I want people to do. You got a problem, call on Jesus. You can't pay your bills, call on Jesus. You're sick, call on Jesus. Your husband left you, call on Jesus. Your girl ain't accepting your call on Jesus. Because at the end of the day, when I didn't have nothing and it was just me, I called on Jesus. And that's who showed up. That's who popped up for me. You know, no offense to anybody, but Muhammad didn't pop up, Buddha didn't pop up, none of them dudes popped up. Jesus popped up. You know what I'm saying? Deliver me from life in prison. Deliver me from a life of sin and death. And the credibility, if you listen to the music, the credibility is there. I was there. You know what I'm saying? I've been living in shelters. I've been homeless. I've been living in cars. I've been selling drugs. I've been doing drugs, carrying guns, violence. I did it all. You know what I'm saying? And the only thing that got me out of that was Jesus. You know, not a program, not a 12-step, not a religion. It was Jesus. And so that's really what my desire is that, you know, I was joking with one brother. I was telling him that I make music for Christians and for drug dealers. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, because if you really listen to the music, then you're like, oh, man, he's saying some heavy stuff. You know, he's saying some stuff that's really real. And but he's mm-hmm. saying that, but guess what? How did he get out of that? Jesus. Ain't no other
yeah.
way.
I definitely for that. People look at you like, you know, how did you get out of there? How did you survive homelessness? How did you survive addiction? How did you survive, you know, being raped? How did you survive being beaten? How did you survive all of that through the glory of God? God gets the glory for my story. It's not about me, you know. And I think sometimes, and that's my next question, you know, some people get into their stupor or get into a stump, and life happens. Let me tell you something. Life is a marathon. What I've come to realize, life is a marathon. It has many different parts. You know, some parts mm-hmm. of being just easily, you just running, you have a little like sprint, and then you hit a hill, and you gotta push, you know, get those calves, that back and those legs, you gotta push high, and then you're going smooth straight down the hill, and you're going so mm-hmm. fast that you're gonna tumble over, fall, and roll, and most likely you will roll, but you know, for those people who are in the midst of the storm, and they still in the boat. But they can't see that they're still in the boat. They can't see that they're still covered and they haven't fell in the water and drowned. You know, what would be your message to them to keep their eyes focused on God? Because when you're in the midst of something, you're looking around everywhere besides in front of you. How do you, Jeff Joseph, reset yourself, reset your focus, and keep staying focused on God when you got temptation here, people hitting you up that, you know, do some drugs, or I got a pack for you, or we can rob this. It's a quick fix. We can get a lick. How do you keep your eyes focused on God?
You know, when you were giving a little bit of your testimony, when you were kind of, you know, ministering and witnessing, Marvin Sapp just popped into my spirit, and I know you mm-hmm. probably listen to a lot of Marvin Sapp. You know what I mean? Cause
I love him.
That's come on. That's. The answer is I worship. You know what I mean? Like, it's been a real struggle since I've been out. I got out in 2013. You know what I mean? And it's been a struggle finding that medium. Just like the brother Bo was talking about finding that balance. You know, and my homeboy Black Sean, rest in peace. When I was a kid, he used to tell me, he's like, man, you got to find a medium. And I didn't know what that was, but it's a balance. You know what I mean? And so, not that we compromise with the world, but you have to have you can't just feed your physical. You have to feed your spiritual. You know what I mean? And so the word worship actually means to bow down. And so when I find myself getting off track or slipping up, I just get on my knees and I pray. And I play some of that Marvin Sapp, or I pray some of that Bishop Morton, that you know, that Let Go, Let God. And I just start to worship. You know what I mean? And I sit there. I'm baptized in the Holy Spirit. So, you know, I speak in my heavenly language. And it's funny because it comes off me. And I asked my wife the other day, I was like, you notice anything different about me? And she was like, you're trying to be nice. And it was funny. I was like, no, I'm not trying. I said, this is how I am when I worship, you know, when I eat my spiritual food, you know, when I do my spiritual exercises. You know, the brother was talking about perfection, and yeah, you can't be flawless, but in the biblical sense, perfection actually means mature, you know, and a mature believer does mature things. You know, he has discipline that he does and that he adheres to. And you can tell when I'm on my square and you can tell when I'm not on my square. So I worship. That's my answer.
That's definitely what's up. And one more question before we bring in some more people from the call line. You know, if you were not doing your mirror music ministry, if you wasn't doing your music, if you never pursued it or had the passion to pursue what God has blessed you with, this gift, what do you think that you will be doing? Where do you think that you will be at?
You know, that's a great question, Eb, but since I was a kid, I wanted to be a rapper. Since I was a kid, I mean, other kids wanted to be astronauts and airplane, you know, pilots and medics and firemen. Since I was a kid, as far back as I can remember, I wanted to be a rapper.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That's all I ever really wanted to be, because I seen it as a way that I could feed my family and that I could. Yo, what's up, bro?
Can I ask you why did you want to be a rapper, if it's all right?
Absolutely. I seen it as a way. We were very poor. We grew up extremely poor. You know, I mean, poor. I'm not talking about.
And it's a lot of
y'all
too. You got a lot of brothers and sisters, right?
Yeah, that's a fact. And we grew up real poor in, you know, WIC, fish, you know, free lunches. We were real poor, and so
check, boy.
There was no.
Yeah,
I know,
I know the red and white boxes, Just.
Come on,
with
man.
With the pizza or the pen.
The peanut butter and all that, but the blocks of cheese. But we grew up real poor, and there was never a man in my life to show me how to make money. You know what I mean? There was never a father figure that could teach me a trade or that could – and I'm not making excuses for the choices of my life, but this is just the facts of life, you know? And so rap music was – what I seen was an outlet, you know, to get money. I used to have this dream that I was going to take care of all my family, and I have a lot of aunts and uncles and sisters and brothers and cousins and nephews and whatever – but I had a dream that I was going to buy this big, giant house and put them all in the house. You know what I mean? And everybody's problems would be taken care of. And so that's why I started rapping.
Hey, Just.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, Just.
What's up, man?
I think you did that, man.
I think you did it, too.
Not in the material or physical sense. But
right.
One thing I learned just growing up, like, I stressed my family out so bad over my decisions, bro. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when I decided to dial it back and slow it down, it just be my mother's son. That's the big house. You feel me, Just?
Yeah.
You feel me? That's because
you,
at the
bro.
End of the day, because I deal with personal training, I deal with fitness, right? That's one of my big things, right?
Amen.
And my slogan.
I might need to get your number after this.
but check me out. My slogan is health is wealth, Just. You feel me?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can have all the riches in the world, but if you ain't got the spirit and the health to enjoy it, what is it worth?
Exactly. Exactly.
You feel me?
And
so you building
house,
that house. Is that house
now.
Not already there? Huh?
And look at the house that you bringing, you know, that you bringing people to now, and not just
exactly.
your family. You know, you
yeah,
made
that's
an
a good,
example
that's good, that's
to lead
good.
Them to the
yeah.
house of God.
You feel
got
me?
Got the big house
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that kingdom.
Like, it's just that
no
aura
wind,
of peace.
Because
at the end of the day, Just, you one less worry of your family at this point. The way you living, the way you seeing things, the way you dealing with things. You are the big house right now. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a good word.
And it's vice versa. I say it to you because I project it from me. You understand what I'm saying? And it all comes from God. You feel me?
Amen. Yep.
So it's like.
Yeah, brought the ministry out of my brother, just Joseph. Oh, Lord Jesus. I don't even have a drop to like. I'm going to make me
it's
a drop,
anointing.
Boy. I just love it. It's the anointing.
It's the anointing.
Because I'm just listening to him talking. I remember the things that. We went through, and you know, as you speak, I can hear some of the things that you may have wanted for us and our family, but, you know, it's just wonderful. And you having that dream, and you always were sure to be a rapper. Like, you knew what you wanted to be, stuck on, stay focused on your course, and you didn't get off of it. And
yeah.
a lot of people don't believe in our dreams, you know. A lot of people don't believe in the things that we want to do, but we have to keep focused on God, and a lot of people pray for success. I want to be successful.
Ebony B.
You know, people say that all the time.
Yeah, and to piggyback on what you said, a lot of times we be so hastily because we want finished product. We don't respect the plan God got for us. You feel what I'm saying? We want finished, even when it comes down to wanting to be an actor, rapper, we don't know how much trials and tribulations these people went through to actually get a start, to get a notice, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To get their spirit out in the open to share their joy. So a lot of times people
daily.
Focus on.
It's a daily grind. Like my spirit woman and my physical woman, my flesh woman, they fight every day, and they gon' fight.
Yeah.
But me building
Absolutely.
My spirit woman every day, you know, I listen to some Priscilla Shire. I pray. You know, I forgive. I'm easy to forgive now. You know, I reach out and I talk to my father every day. I'm building my spirit woman up because my flesh woman is outside of my house every night, every morning doing dining. She thinks she's going to beat me, but she's not. But she's not. God, this is my dream come true, and I thank God for having this platform. And speaking of dream come true, yes, Joseph, you got a song called Dream Come True. Tell us about that track, and go ahead and introduce it.
You know, I wrote this for my kids, who, you know, it's funny because my wife is my part of my dream come true too. You know what I mean? But I wrote this for my kids.
Amen.
The song originally, the hook for it or the concept was for my wife, but you know, it just fit to go with my sons. You know, I got four sons, and we just got a new one. He's 7 months old right now. His name is Nehemiah. You know, we named that because of the restoration that Nehemiah represents in the Bible and how he restored us. So this is my song to my kids, Dream Come True.
I never thought the Lord would give me someone like you. I never thought the Lord would give me someone like you. You's a dream come true. I never thought the Lord would give me someone like you. You's a dream come true. I never thought the Lord would give me someone like you.
In Jesus' name, the mixtape, brought to you by Good News Music, featuring Just Joseph.
Yo, come on.
Dream come true. I never thought the Lord would give me someone like you.
I never thought he would do it.
You's a dream come true. I never thought the Lord would give me someone like you.
Hey.
I'm on my bunk eating top ramen. Jailhouse talk comes a little too often. My son's getting older now, I heard he tried talking. Daddy gone and his mama say he tried walking. I was cutting up like arts and crafts for the S-class with a TV and a horn before the car crashed. Now I'm sitting like it's time out. The E-pills, the cheap thrills, maybe this time I'll clear my mind out. Sniffing like Tony with a chopper in my lap. Boy, them people ain't playing, they told me life and they laugh. My homie Doug say the law was made for us. Three strikes and you out, but I never got a bad. If I ever make it back, you get one life to live. I trade all that junk there for the wife and kids. You provided the fish. I feel like Jonah in the belly. What you really trying to
tell me?
Good news, good news. Just Joseph, in Jesus' name.
You's a dream come true.
I never thought
the Lord would give me someone like you.
I never thought he would.
You's a dream come true. I never thought the Lord would give me someone like you.
I can't believe it.
You's a dream come true. I never thought the Lord would give me someone like you.
Put us back together.
You's a dream come true. I never thought the Lord would give me someone like you.
That's restoration.
You's a dream come true. I never thought the Lord would give me someone like you.
I was gone for a minute, but I'm home now. I know you heard the stories how I pull a chrome
out.
Put an ape in a blunt, then I zone out. Drink a whole fifth to myself, and I'm throat now. You was just a little boy, but you grown
now.
Dudes at the crib, you don't even know now. I should have been there. Instead, I'm on the wait path. Praying to the Lord that your daddy finna break out. We in the visit with the Bible, all swagged out. Grandma brought you to the trailer, and we maddened out. That was just a preview of what's to come. You can't turn back the clock. What's done is done. The old things passed away, and we in the new. They can't smell the smoke or the fire we've been through. Old things passed away, and we in the new. You can't smell the smoke or the fire we've been through.
The mixtape.
Use a dream come true. I never thought the Lord would give me someone like you. Use a dream come true. I never thought the Lord would give me someone like you.
I can't believe it.
Use a dream come true. I never thought the Lord would give me someone like you.
Put us back together.
Use a dream come true. I never thought the Lord would give me someone like you. Use a dream come true. I never thought the Lord would give me someone like you.
You can talk about us, but you can't talk without us. Phenomenal Radio.
Yes, Joseph right there with Dream Come True. Make sure y'all check him out on SoundCloud, Facebook, Twitter. Jess Joseph, make sure you go cop that. Cop that mixtape in the name of Jesus. We got Bishop up in this thing. Squad up, Bishop. What's going on, baby?
What's
Crackin' lacking, man. Yo, what's happening, bro?
What's up, man?
How you doing, man?
Oh,
how you
man,
doing this
blessed
afternoon?
Blessed by the best, man. Blessed by the best, man. Too blessed to be
stressed. I already
stressed.
Know it. I already know it. Look, I just have just a few questions for you, man. You know me. You know I love you, first of all, and we know that.
Fact.
You
love
know,
you too.
Love is a weapon of mass destruction. You know, that's what the
Amen.
World is missing today. That's why it's so chaotic in this day and age, you know, because they hadn't got a hold to the antidote that we have, you know. So, first of all, that's what I want to tell you, that I love you. You know,
love
truth
you too,
is
bro.
A factor of love. So, we that's what we deal in, you know. So
that's
we,
a fact.
We ain't hoodwinked by none of the enemy's devices and what he's trying to sell us. Our love is love. So, I want you to explain to me, bro, in this day and age, because Diva, she alluded to it, because you guys was talking about, you know, the church, you know, the local churches and how, you know, the local churches are not really accepting, you know, what this generation, you know, is being raised up to do, you know, and that's become all things to all men in order that some might be saved. You know, they're not accepting that, you know, but I just want to know from you, could you give us a brief description of how fivefold ministry is supposed to look? I think that the local churches need to hear this so that they can grasp it and not have the isms and schisms that they have.
Yeah, well, I mean,
that was
my
last question too. I'm glad he asked that. Thank you, Bishop.
that's a deep, that's a heavy question. And, you know, first of all, the problem, you know, I'm pretty corporate. I work for a big corporation, you know, and they kind of go off the good old boy system, you know, and no disrespect to my job because I love my job and I love the people there, but I'm one of the guys that are in the in crowd, you know what I mean? And I notice like at a church that they kind of run it like a corporate structure is ran, you know what I mean, where the pastor is now the president, you know what I mean, and the elders are the vice presidents, and then you got managers and all that, they have a budget, and they literally run it according to a corporate structure. But the church in Acts was never meant to be like that, you know what I mean? As a matter of fact, if you look close in Acts, they try to get the apostles to deal with some money, and the apostles are like, we're not dealing with no money. He's like, we're not leaving the word of God to go serve pagans. You know, we're going to give ourselves over to the word and to prayer. So when you talk about fivefold ministry, and that's in Ephesians 4:11, you'll see that he gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors and teachers. Okay? And so the apostle and the prophet, they work closely together with the evangelist to go out and set up churches. You know what I mean? And they go out. The apostle, you know, is one who's sent from God. The prophet reveals the mind of God. The evangelist is who goes out and gets the people. And then the pastor and the teacher, which they try to combine those, but they're actually different functions or different offices. The pastor oversees the local body, and the teacher, you know, is able to break down the word, you know. And, you know, in Timothy, he says that
one more
know,
time,
we're
just Joseph,
to give
just
this.
Joseph, one more time, rewind that for those who didn't hear it. Can you run that back for me one more time?
Okay, yeah. So the apostle. The apostle, it comes from the Hebrew word apostle, or one who was sent. It's someone who's sent directly from God. Okay, now, they're mainline to God. So, guess what? I could be an apostle. Bishop could be an apostle because he got the mainline message. You know what I mean? He got the direct. He's in direct contact with God. And you have churches that try to say, that there's only 12 apostles and that's it. But if that's the case, Paul wasn't there when Jesus was alive. He didn't come until Jesus resurrected, right? So Paul had a revelation. He went out into the desert and got in that wilderness and got a direct revelation and was able to come and tell the other apostles, hey, this is the ministry. I know him. I've seen him. I've been with him. This is what he's telling me to do. And so
I was kind of against it, right? Like, he did a whole bunch of stuff, and God still forgave him. Wasn't Paul kind of like a mess.com? Paul did a lot of stuff.
He was dragging Christians out. He was there when Stephen the first martyr was killed. He was a cool dude.
There he is, Paul.
Yeah,
he was a straight goon.
That's what he was, a straight goon. And so, so that's where the apostle is. So then you got the prophet who makes God mind know. You know what I mean? Where the apostle has a lot of stuff going on, the prophet, he should be more in tune with God and able to give out that message for a particular. See, God talks to people in different ways. God don't talk to the same people. God don't talk to different people in the same way. You know what I mean? You got different types of people who need to hear a different message. The message is Jesus, but they need to hear it in a different way. You know what I mean? So you got the prophet, then you got the evangelist who goes out and is able to bring the people in. You know what I mean? He's able to go out and he's able to draw the crowds. And then you got the pastor who's over the local body, and then you got the teacher who is able to break down the processes of learning, who's able to show forth the doctrines. There are doctrines to this thing, you know what I mean? So that's the fivefold ministry. That's the mighty hand of God. That's really the mighty hand of God, if you think about it.
So my question is, how do you know who you are? Like, how do you find out? And I know God will reveal it to you, and that's something that I've been asking the question for myself. And like I said, I'm not a Bible scholar. I'm nowhere near ordained, but I know that I'm a child of God, and I'm a tool to be used, and I love being used by God. I love even with my platform that it has. But how do you know what you're called for? Because I've been in situations where I thought I was supposed to be doing something, and then, of course, the church told me, well, baby, you ain't ready for that right now. You got to grow a little bit more. And I sat down, and I was quiet, and I didn't turn my diva up. You know, I ain't give nobody no 2 pieces of biscuit. I was cool. You know, I chilled out. I sat down, and I was humble. I humbled myself. But then there was still this desire and this passion in me. And I was like, well, I don't know if I'm an apostle. I don't know if I'm an evangelist.
Yeah.
I don't know what I am. But then I just got to the point where I didn't want to have a title at all, and I just called myself a tool. So for those who are out there, how do you know what you're called for, you know,
First of all, I'm gonna teach you guys something. It's KISS. Keep it simple, saints. You know what I mean? Just keep it simple. A religious organization, just like any corporate organization, of course they're going to tell you you need to do more. Of course they're going to sit you down and they're going to say, you know, don't do this, don't do that. Because they don't want, they're afraid that they're going to lose their spot. That you're going to knock them out. So it depends on what you know if you're an apostle because God has given you a direct message. You know if you're a prophet because you hear from God. You know if you're an evangelist because you like to go out and talk to people and meet people. You know that you're a pastor because you – listen to this now. That's how I know my pastor's a good pastor. A good shepherd, what does he do? He lays down his life for his flock. You got a lot of pastors who aren't willing to lay down their life, who don't leave the 99 and go seek the one. Okay? So if you have a heart for people, then you're probably a pastor. And if you're into teaching, then it's just, I mean, it's simple. You know, we make it so difficult because of religion and whatnot, but it's really simple.
Well, I think I found my way. I think I'm an evangelist because I like to go get the people. I know how to bring crowds, baby. I love it. And then I just be me. But, Bishop, I'm going to let you ask one more question. This show is really good, but we got to wrap it up. But we will have a part two.
There is a song that I don't know if you have. I've had the privilege of listening to it. And it's basically telling a story, Joseph, about how when you were in the game, how you thought that you were dating then, and come to find out you were deceived by what this lifestyle was showing you. And I wanted to know, and I can't think of the title right now, but I wanted to know, you know, because I know all of your music is under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. I know, and I don't have a problem saying Holy Ghost on the air. See, a lot
Amen.
Of
Holy Ghost and power.
They don't have a problem talking about God.
You don't have a problem talking about God, Diva.
But when it comes to Jesus, it's a problem. Tongue get to rolling. You know, rock get in your jaws. You know, throat get tight. But
Jesus,
I don't have a problem
Jesus.
So would you tell me, when you was inspired, what was the process that God was giving you these words? Because that's a powerful thing. Hey, and I'm going to drop the mic. Much love to y'all, okay?
Hey, man, God bless you, Pastor.
Thank you, Bishop.
You know, it's funny that Bishop got songs that don't nobody got, you know, because he's my, you know, I believe in accountability. And so when I do music, I always want to double check. And I'm like, here, Pastor, you know, and I got a new album
coming
up here soon.
It's nice to have that spiritual filter.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's like,
for you.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you right now, he's never said, no, that's not of God, you know what I mean? But I got a new project coming called Keys to the Kingdom, and it's almost finished. I just got a few more verses to work on. Also, my dude, Profect, he got a new single coming out, our new album coming out, Foggy Mirrors, so you're going to have to get with
Foggy
him on
Mirrors.
That. Yeah, and it's hard. It goes hard. It goes super hard. I'm really proud of him for staying with the walk. You know, it's hard for us out here. You know what I mean? But to go on to what Bishop say, you know, it's the spirit's like the wind. You know what I mean? It goes where it wants, and it does what it wants. And so I wish I could give the formula to how it comes to me, but it just, when it comes, and when it comes, it's good. And I literally wrote that in Jesus' name. I think I wrote that in probably literally like 4 or 5 hours. You know what I mean? I pretty much wrote it back to back. You know, and when I can get alone by myself with the Word and with God, He just starts to bless me, and it just starts to pour out.
I love it. Y'all make sure y'all check out Just Joseph. Go on iTunes, Spotify, Reverb Nation, SoundCloud. Make sure you check him out, Just Joseph. Again, that's Just Joseph on all your social media platforms. Big shout out to everybody that tuned in, man. We're going to get into one more song, and She Loves Me. I love this song. She loves me. I know this one, the lady song. You know,
that's
y'all
know my
this
baby. That's my baby.
Stuart. That's my baby. Big shout out to your queen, man. It's your girl, Diva Ebony.
Yeah.
And now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays. Hot track right here by Jeff Joseph Carr. She Loves Me. Squad up.
In Jesus' name, the mixtape. Brought to you by Good News.
Hey, why don't you make that spaghetti?
Featuring Just Joseph. Good News. Just Joseph.
She loves me. She loves me now.
I came a long way from Rosemere, parking up the street, hitting the homies, the coast clear.
And you see the people?
I ain't trying to boast there, I miss half of my kids' life. I'll never get back those years from Inverness to Bedrock. The lonely nights are cold there, the witnesses, the feds, right? The big brothers that don't care,
but they ain't worried about us.
How you trying to get me that? You the same dude back in the day that tried to get me cracked. Money on the horn, commissary, stay packed in my cell. You ain't never seen noodles like that. I got 2 for 1s and hood rhymes, a whole lot of good times.
A girl that really loves me every time I call, she push 5.
Hello? And brings the kids like she's supposed to. It's the type of love that holds you down like she's soul food. And you can bump it in your old school. While I describe a love, none of these words are come close.
Hey, yo, she loves me, she loves me not. Whether I'm broke as a joke or I'm cracked, ain't sitting on why. Hey, yo, she loves me, she loves me not. Whether I'm on the bus with a transfer or I'm whipping the drop. Hey, yo, she loves me, she loves me not. Whether I'm broke as a joke or I'm cracked, ain't sitting on why. Hey, yo, she loves me, she loves me not. Whether I'm on the bus with a transfer or I'm whipping the drop, I know she loves me.
To the Beamer, the lawns are messed and clean. Courtroom to the church pew, visited with glass between transparency and clarity. Sober when I ask to marry you, got me loving charity. The man I was prepared to be. The beginning of time before the stars even shine. It was a love greater than mine, and he had us both in mind. Love is patient and it's kind. It doesn't act jealously. It's not fucked up. It'll never try and embarrass me. It's selfless. It thinks no evil. Rejoices in the truth that bears all things, even the sins of being you. Love
love never fails. That means it takes no ill. But it ain't made, whether that made us stay together. It's the love of Jehovah. I ain't talking that cold stuff. It's looking for the culture. Tell the world it's over. It's the love of Jehovah. I ain't talking toast, bruh. It's missing from the culture. Tell the world it's over.
Hey, yo, she loves me not. Whether I'm broke is a joke or I'm cracked, not sitting on why. Hey, yo, she loves me not. Whether I'm on the bus with a transfer or I'm working the drop. Hey, yo, she loves me not. Whether I'm broke is a joke or I'm cracked, not sitting on why. Hey, yo, she loves me not. Whether I'm on the bus with a transfer or I'm working the drop, I know she loves me.
Yeah. It's no doubt in my mind. I know she loves me. And if my money's funny, I know she loves me. And if I'm riding around town in the bucket, she loves me.
Yo.
She loves me. She loves me not. Whether I'm broke as a joke or I'm cracked in shit, no why. I know she loves me. She loves me not. Whether I'm riding around town in the bucket or I'm whipping this drop, I think she loves me. Yo, Jesus' name, I said she loves me.
In Jesus' name, the mixtape. Brought to you by Good News Music. Just Joseph. Good News Music. Just Joseph.
And salute all my musical soldiers on the front line. It's your girl Diva Ebony B, aka Queen 1000. You are now tuned in live to Frontline Friday Show, where we showcase, interview, and promote independent and industry artists. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Frontline Fridays and the 1000 Network. Salute.
You can talk about us, but you can't talk without us. Phenomenal Radio.
Welcome back to Frontline Friday. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. I'm live in the building with Jess Joseph, and you can talk about Jesus, but you can't talk without him, baby. I'm definitely
feeling
that. Amen. You can talk about God all you want to. I had somebody trying to talk to me about Jesus and about the whole religion. But I said, listen, my faith is not debatable. I'm not here to debate with you. I don't debate about what Jesus did for me, who he is, what he looked like, if he got a pinky ring, if he had dreads. I don't debate about none of that. I just know what God has done for me, how he has showed up in my life, showed out for my life, and what I'm able to do on today through the word of God in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
I'm definitely feeling that track. Like, Jess Joseph, I know you from the West Coast, but you got this East Coast swag. You got this East Coast delivery through your music. I thought you were from like New York. I thought you were from the Bronx somewhere.
New York,
but I know that we
Brooklyn.
Yeah, New York. we share an interest, man. And yeah, and that's Capadonna. Big shout out to Capadonna with me, my folks, man. I had him on the front line.
Yeah.
Ah, there he is.
Yeah, I'm on. Big up. Killer Hill. Chester. Blood clot. Big up to all monsters.
Murder.
Burn Babylon.
Yeah, Diggler.
Big em all.
Like that.
Cruise worldwide.
Yeah.
On the engineer. I'm a man of power. The gold carpet. Platinum color hair. All black on. Holding my Grammy in the ear. Yeah, I fought the good fight. Everybody know I was there. Since 98, I barely had another good year. Homies change, homegirls change, and wifey change. The world change. Bitch been on this nasty champagne. I'm on the campaign, but they don't know my damn pain. Grateful for my blessings, though. I can't complain. Still chilling out, yeah, just do the damn thing. And do my duty, yo. Overseas up in Paul McCartney studio, yeah. Me and my man Simon, Hot Gang International. Listen to Bulgaria and drop math too. Drop shit with math and my whole crew. Okay, Yaku, Shaka Zulu. Bam, bam, boom, boom. African Moon, original black man, never left. We're coming back soon. Just on my singer though. Same for
rockin' roll. Oh, when I was down, I was the biggest joke.
Come on.
All I wanted to do was feed my folks. Somebody said, oh, I'ma sell his dope.
Yes. Somebody not put no gun to be empty, do Babylon work, Babylon works. Yeah, then we go sell out, we sell a piece of bread, get them feeling hurt, and if them think a small thing done, quarter rise up like dirt, Yeah. Nobody not put no gun to be empty, do Babylon work, sell Babylon work.
Hey, yo, I'm back.
Man, yeah, that was my dude. Yeah, that was a dope interview.
Big shout out to Capizano.
Man,
I really enjoyed him. Capizano,
yeah,
man, I really enjoyed him. As much as I enjoyed you, Jeff Joseph, thank you so much for coming
to the frontline, man. We definitely appreciate you.
Your family now, the next time you come through, you're going to have to make your own Kool-Aid, baby. All I'm saying, you just got to make your own Kool-Aid.
You got some sugar? I just need some sugar, though.
Hey, I got a whole bunch of sugar.
You better stop messing with that. You better stop messing with that sugar.
I'm trying. I do got agave. It's sativa. What is it?
Okay.
Agave and it's something else. It's,
yeah,
but I'm going to have to shout out to your wife. Thank you. I said, Lord help me.
Yeah, for real.
But, Jeff Joseph, let everybody know where they can go and get your music, how to follow you, and also how to book you for radio interviews and for performances. I know you got some stuff coming up this summer, so let everybody know where to get your music from, how to book you, and what you got going on next.
I'm going to tell them like this. Just Google me. That's all you got to do. Google me. I'm everywhere. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Snapchat. I'm on Facebook. Just Just Joseph. J-U-S-J-O-S-E-F. That's it. The Just Shall Live By Faith. Just hit me up, and I'll get back to you. I answer all direct messages, all everything, you know. My Instagram name is a little different, though. It's Hey Young World. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, it's so
hey
easy. All you got to do is hashtag. Yeah, all you got to do is hashtag Just Joseph, and it'll come up. Any way you need to get a hold of me.
That's definitely
yes,
what's
ma'am.
Up, man. Just Joseph, you got any shout-outs before we get out of here?
Yeah, Good News Music. That's my record label. Shout-out Good News Music. Shout-out Sheepfold, my bro, Profect, official. You know, shout-out my pastor. Shout-out my wife and kids. Shout-out to you, Miss Diva Ebony, and all the listeners. Thank you for the support. All my brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, and that's it.
That's definitely what's up. You now tune in live to Frontline Fridays powered by Phenomenal Radio. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. Again, that's at Diva Ebony B. Keep God first, family second, and career third. Be stirred up for Christ, y'all.
180 Music.
Turn your life around.
Told them I was saved, they ain't trying to hear me though.
Hear me
that carnal man's all in the way, I'ma show him though.
Show
but what they about to see, they don't know that it ain't me.
Yeah.
You blowing trees, he was nailed as one, he got the meat. Shot back in my city now, SPD know that I'm out.
Yeah.
They ain't even look me up, I think they know what I'm about. A lot has changed, but this game still remains the same.
Yeah.
Different faces. Same outcome if they hit him with those cases. I pray the traces of my old man have gone away. They hear me pounding down the block like re-ups on the way. So they say, yo homie was really good. You got that blow? I'm like, no, but Jesus keeps me higher than the ceiling, bro. He's the only one that's good. You ain't never heard of him. He died upon a rugged cross. All our sins and murdered him.
Murdered
him. But he rose again. Could see the grave that couldn't hold him in. 3 days later, he got up like Kobe in his prime, my friend. All he needed was some time to preach the word in him.
Yeah.
Just to let them know the promise came to pass, he didn't fail. That's something now he showed his love, he ain't forgotten them. He led captivity captive and gave gifts unto his men. Gave us back what Adam lost, showed the devil who's the boss. Sent the Holy Ghost to boost me up and burn out all the dross. Why to watch me with his word and gave me purpose for his glory. Everything that I've been through identifies with his glory.
They tell me
calm it down. I'm making too much noise. You quiet. Be politically correct. I'm nothing, boys. They say I'm too much. That I'm fanatical. I'm more like old school white dudes. Radical. It's kingdom when I come through. But I still relate. I have not arrived yet. My progress is day to day. My face is on display. But they just window shopping. If they don't come and get the truth, what's the point in all this? It's like we stuck in August. He calls that lukewarm. Some are hot and some are cold. I can feel the storm. Jesus, get us through. I know you're coming back soon. But before you do, just use me up and let me show him you. Here I am. I ain't different. What's the difference if I live or die? You can take my life if I don't pick my cross up and reply. What's the point in breathing if I live my life just like a heathen out here on these streets? Cutting up, lying and cheating. No, no way, I'll hit my knees and pray and fortify. Got my Bible open, need this word up, tell my flesh to die. Stir me up to do the work that you have called me to. If I'm acting a fool, I'm acting a fool for you, that's what I'll do. It's the foolishness of preaching this, I know it pleases you. You told me to go, so I'ma go and give these dudes a knee. Come on. Gave me feet to run, you never called me to warm up the pew. Nah. Speaking only what the said the Lord, boy, I thought you knew.
Fire in my bones, boy. I'm stirred up. 180
music. Turn your life around.
I'm stirred up.